you know, I'm looking here at pictures of something that I never saw in reality, but I wish I had seen them. And I think most people will admit we should all still be able to see them because they should have retained them. The Belfast trolley buses. Why did they ever do away with them? I want to hear about the history of them. I'm going to speak to Mike Mabin. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. You're the man associated with the definitive history of one of the most complex trolley bus systems ever built. And tell us about the Belfast trolley buses. For starters, some people are going to be listening, a younger set, and they won't really know what we're talking about. So explain them to us.
Yes, well, that's absolutely true. They started in Belfast in 1938 and finished in 1968. So really, the people who will remember them will be almost old-age pensioners by now, I would guess. Essentially, they were there to replace the tram system, which was beginning to get worn out by the late 1930s, not only in our city, of course, but another city across the UK. And there's a realisation that we could use the generating equipment if we replaced them by trolley buses, which were inherently more flexible for city traffic than trams. They lasted in Belfast 30 years. In fact, the subtitle of the book is 30 Years Hard Labour, which is a reflection of that. It also means that it took quite a long time for the book from initial writing to final publication. In fact, coincidentally, about 30 years.
Yeah, you've got 256 pages of every aspect of what's been described as the highly successful years of the trolley bus operation. Now, am I right when I describe them as running on lines with having some sort of electrical cable going into the roof of them? Is that the best way to describe them?
Yes, they had a pair of wires 20 feet above the ground, and two trolleys connected those wires to the trolley bus itself. And because they didn't have rails like trams, they were able to manoeuvre around the city streets quite successfully. They could actually go 13 feet on either side.
Okay, so they weren't on rails at all. They were normal buses being powered by electricity. Or am I showing my ignorance here of how systems work?
That's a very good way to describe that. That's exactly what they were, buses powered by electricity.
So one of the pictures that I can see here has Stormont in the background. Were the cables the whole way up to Stormont?
Indeed they were, yes. The trams in those days just ran as far as Massey Avenue Gates, but when the Stormont Parliament was open in the 30s, the corporation was very keen to extend public transport out there, mainly for the civil servants. And the government asked the corporation, would it extend the trolley buses around the building, Parliament buildings itself, and they said yes, provided the government paid for it. So the government said, okay, that's fine, no bother, we'll pay for it if you build it. And it operated there for about 20 years.
Mike, isn't it amazing that they're almost rediscovering the wheel with the Belfast Rapid Transit or whatever they're trying to do with bus lanes and get us all from A to B by suggesting that we use public transport and not the car? If those who had been in charge of the trams and later the trolley buses had have been able to foresee our difficulties in the future, they probably never would have done away with the system.
I think that's probably a fair comment. I mean, certainly if you look at seven or eight systems on the mainland, they have brought back second-generation trams, very much for the reasons that you just mentioned. And if you look at the continent of Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, almost every city of any size has a tram and or trolley bus system. Had we had that foresight, I think we would certainly have retained them. We certainly should have retained them, I believe.
Yeah, the Lewis in Dublin is really a child of it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a superb system. And it's even being expanded at the moment. They're joining up the two lines, the red line and the green line, and it has been an unqualified success. There's no doubt about that.
And what is it that makes Mike Mabin an authority? Are you just a fan, or did you work on them?
No, I'm just really a fan. I've never worked professionally in transport at all. I'm a social worker by trade. Had a shop for a while and was in the civil service for a while. Purely interested for as long as I can remember, really.
And you were obviously travelling on them as a kid, and I see that part of the publicity for the book talks about covering all 16 prototypes. There isn't a suggestion here that you have to be really into the trolley buses to enjoy this book, is there?
Well, that was in the early days. The corporation, being very, very canny, decided to sort of test out all the major manufacturers at the time before deciding which one they would favour with the big contract. And there were seven different makes, two vehicles each, and they actually chose the AEC to be the main replacement vehicle for the trams.
Yeah, what was the AEC now? You're beginning to sound a little bit like a trolley spotter. You know, these two, Morris, my mate here at work, you know, he's a plane spotter. Other people are train spotters. I have a feeling that when you were a kid, you were out taking the numbers of the trolley buses going past.
Well, there's actually a fair bit of truth in that, yeah. My very first memory of trolley buses was in my pram in the Ormond Road terminus, when my father used to take me on a Sunday afternoon to give my mother a well-earned hour's rest. My interest was fairly early on. AEC, sorry, that's an abbreviation for the Associated Electrical Equipment.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking at the pictures, and it is the sort of book that would make a great stocking filler. It's A4 full colour, hard cover, 256 pages, 426 photographs. If you want to live the memory, this is the book to have. It's available from trolleybooks.co.uk. It'll cost you £32, but it's one of those coffee table books that you could look through forever.
Well, thank you very much for saying that, Frank. Yes, and it is available from the people you mentioned.
Mike, obviously a labour of love for you.
Yes, very much so. Any profits we make from the book will go to the preservation of trolley buses. No individual person, author, publisher, editor, presenter will actually make any personal profit from it.
And where did you get the 426 photographs and maps?
Oh, my goodness. Well, there are actually thousands of Belfast photographs, and I would have a fair number at home. I got them from friends. There's a very good colleague called Richard Whitford who supplied most of the colour photographs, and he brilliantly actually photographed all the trolley buses in the late 1960s, and he also kept a record of what and where he photographed, which made the captioning so much easier. Public Record Office have some, and National Trolley Bus Association have a number, from a variety of sources, bought, given, loaned.
Of course, the whole gambit. And finally, the preservation of trolley buses, where are you preserving them?
Well, there are actually five given by the corporation to various museums one in 1963, the other four in 1968. And the good news is actually 246, which is the last trolley bus that Belfast bought, is up and running in a museum in East Anglia at Carlton Colville.
Is there one in Cultraw at all?
There is indeed. Number 112, which is a guy, is in Cultraw. It's not actually operational, but it has been restored by the museum to operational standard. It could run.
Well, it's good to know that the one in East Anglia is running, if only for the visitors to see. And there's one in Cultraw, if you want to cast an eye on it and relive the memories as well. Mike, good speaking to you. Always happy to hear about additional stocking fillers. And that's an A4 full colour. And its official title is Belfast Trolley Buses. Is that the official title or is that just a working title?
No, that's the official title, Frank, yep.
Okay, you didn't go for a big sexy razzmatazz name. Belfast Trolley Buses, have it in your stocking. Mike, good speaking to you. Thank you.
All the best, Frank. Take care. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
That is Mike Mabin there. I love when people have a specific interest in an individual topic. And if you want to relive your memories, there is a suggestion for you. Maybe a member of the family would love that.